The Silver and Black Show.
Every single one of us in this building, we were all part of the problem. So no question about it, and justifiably so. As far as lighting a fire, they're prideful people in that locker room. They got a lot of pride. They weren't sure what to expect, okay, when they got back here. In some situations, still not too sure, okay? I mean, I didn't let all my secrets out there with them yet. But, you know, I kind of like to keep them, as I told them, a little uncomfortable sometimes. Comfortable's not good, okay? Uncomfortable sometimes isn't a bad thing.
Yes, no comfort in an 0-4 start for the Oakland Raiders, but after their bye week, they're back at it, 12 more weeks to go, and on Sunday they'll play their first game within the confines of the AFC West. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. We're back at it after the bye week. Greg Papa rejoined by the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. Anxious for Sunday, Jim, to see what Tony Sparano does and what changes he makes in the 2014 Raiders.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to see what's going to go on after this dramatic change for the Raiders. And Sparano, you know, he's in a situation where he's been before. You know, he's helped turn around teams in the past. Miami's one of them. And I like him just listening to him because, you know, he seems to speak his mind. He tries not to hold anything back. And he's more of an old school kind of guy. And I think he's going to bring some discipline to this football team and, you know, make them play better. Maybe not great, especially at first, but, you know, to kind of settle them down and as he symbolically buried the first four games of the season, to look forward to the next 12.
Yeah, he's made some changes in the locker room with the practice schedule. The head coach will join us coming up a little bit later on, and we'll find out his theories and all those changes. But it's time for our headlines for week 6 on the Silver and Black Show. And good news to start, Jim. Carr is raring to go. Last time we saw Derek Carr in London at the end of September, he limped off the field with a bad knee, a bad ankle, but he took all the reps. And during the practice week this week, he should be good to go on Sunday against San Diego.
Yeah, it certainly sounds that way. Fortunately for the Raiders, they had that bye week, gave an extra week to get ready, to help heal up. And, yeah, he does seem anxious to get going against the Chargers this week. And, you know, you got to like him. His enthusiasm, he, you know, right after his injury, he said he'll be back for the Charger game. And sure enough, he's ready to step on the field. And, you know, and you've got to be impressed with the way the kid's played. He's done a remarkable job in a very tough situation.
And he actually played hurt for one play and threw the ball down the sideline and came up with a big completion. So we know he is tough. The one way, maybe the most important way to help a young quarterback is by running the football. And that leads to our second headline, Jim, this week on the Silver and Black Show. Just run, baby. We know Tony Sparano, an ex-offensive line coach, it'll still run the Raider offensive line, wants to run the football, and he wants to run it with power. Fullback lead, pull a guard, and slam it up in there, as they say.
Yeah, and that's one way to, you know, to try and, you know, get this Raider offense to get moving in the right direction. He's a run-first kind of guy. But, you know, hopefully, as he mentioned on the show last week, you know, he's also ready to look for the pass down the field after a good play-action fake.
And the challenge on Sunday, maybe the most profound in the American Football Conference. It's our third headline, and it's rattling Rivers. And so far, very few teams have been able to rattle Philip Rivers. If he had a vote right now, Jim, I think he would be the league MVP. They lost their first game of the year, blew a fourth-quarter lead against Arizona. They've won 4 in a row. Now, last year, the Raiders did rattle them on that Sunday night game, beat Rivers and the Chargers 27-17. But historically, he's been very tough on the Raiders.
Yeah, rattling Rivers is no easy chore, let me tell you. And I'm watching him on film already this year. You know, he's thrown some great passes under great duress. You know, his players hanging on to him defensively, and he still gets the ball off and on target with some speed on it. So he's not an easy guy to rattle. Getting to Rivers, making him throw when he doesn't want to are the things you've got to do in order to, quote-unquote, rattle Rivers, but not an easy task.
Yeah, maybe the best way to rattle Rivers is to take away his security blanket, the great Antonio Gates. Coming up a little bit later on during Chalk Talk, we'll break down the combination of Rivers to Gates and how the Raiders must stop that on Sunday. Maybe some man coverage from the veteran safety in the defensive backfield. That would be Charles Woodson. This week on the Silver and Black Show, we'll talk to the future Hall of Famer and newly turned 38-year-old Charles Woodson. Speaking of ageless ones, Plunk and I break down Mr. Clutch, Mr. Red Zone, Antonio Gates. But coming up next, Tony Sparano will talk about getting the Raiders ready for his first game as head coach of the Silver and Black. All this and more as we continue on the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.
The Ray Morgan Company has offered best-in-class document technology solutions for over 58 years, supported by the most tenured customer service organization. Our special teams, positioned in 19 locations across California and Nevada, all share a commitment to customer satisfaction in helping clients develop winning strategies that simplify the document management process. Don't be on the sidelines with legacy systems. The Ray Morgan Company is your MVP for document technology solutions. Call us today for a free document technology assessment.